This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. How one man dismantled a republic over 20 years. The paper covers the period from 2001 to 2026. It has 25 timeline entries. The timeline includes 22 entries graded as fact and 3 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is Democratic Trojan Horse, from 2001 to 2010. August 2001, a KP founded from banned Islamist parties, sweeps 2002 elections with 66% of seats. Erdogan founds the Justice and Development Party, a KP from the remnants of the banned Islamist Virtue and Welfare parties. In November 2002, the AKP wins 34% of the popular vote, but secures 66% of parliamentary seats due to Turkey's 10% electoral threshold. This entry is graded as fact. March 2003, Erdogan becomes prime minister, clips the military's formal political role. Erdogan becomes Turkey's 25th prime minister. Constitutional amendments passed the same year reduce the National Security Council from a body that could effectively dictate policy to civilian governments into an advisory organ and transfer oversight of NSC recommendations to the Prime Minister. This entry is graded as fact. From 2004 to 2008, Imam Hatip religious schools multiply, headscarf restrictions dismantled. The AKP government massively expands state funding for Imam Hatip religious secondary schools. The headscarf ban in public universities and state institutions, a foundational pillar of Kemalist secularism, is progressively dismantled through legislation and constitutional amendment. The Directorate of Religious Affairs, DINET, receives substantially increased budgets. This entry is graded as fact. From 2007 to 2008, Ergenekon show trials begin, hundreds of secular officers and journalists arrested. Turkish prosecutors, later identified as Gulenist infiltrators of the judiciary, whose prosecutions served the AKP's political interests, launched the Ergenekon investigation, alleging a deep state conspiracy to overthrow elected government. Hundreds of secular military officers, academics, and journalists are detained on charges of plotting a coup. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is the Corruption Jihad Nexus, from 2011 to 2015. From 2011 to 2013, Turkey opens its border to Syrian rebels, the Jihadi Highway is established. Following the outbreak of the Syrian civil war, Turkey opens its southern border to armed groups opposing Assad, including jihadist factions. Turkish border towns become staging grounds for Islamist militias, local shops supply equipment to fighters, hospitals treat their wounded. This entry is graded as fact. Late 2013, Obama reportedly warns Erdogan that arms are reaching the wrong rebels. United States President Obama reportedly warns Erdogan directly that Turkey is allowing arms and fighters to flow into Syria indiscriminately, including to anti-Western jihadists. According to accounts in Middle East Forum analysis drawing on United States officials, the warning produces no change in Turkish policy. Turkey's intelligence networks continue routing weapons and personnel across the border to al-Nusra-aligned groups. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. 17 December 2013. Corruption probe detains 47 people, including sons of 3 cabinet ministers. Istanbul police detain 47 individuals, including the sons of Interior Minister Muammer Gula, Economy Minister Zafer Saglayan, and Environment Minister Erdogan Bayraktar, along with Halkbank Director Suleyman Aslan and Iranian-Turkish businessman Reza Zarab. Prosecutors allege bribery, fraud, money laundering, gold smuggling, and Iran sanctions evasion. 3 ministers resign in the days that follow. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is consolidating the Sultanate, from 2016 to 2020. 15 July 2016, coup attempt fails, Erdogan declares a gift from God. A faction of the Turkish military attempts to seize power on the night of 15 July. The attempt collapses within hours after Erdogan appeals to supporters via FaceTime from his hotel in Marmaris. Erdogan immediately attributes the coup to the Gulen movement, which he now designates a terrorist organization, FETÖ. This entry is graded as fact. July-December 2016. Mass purge. More than 130,000 dismissed, 4,000 judges removed, military leadership gutted. In the months following the coup attempt, over 130,000 civil servants are dismissed without due process. More than 24,000 military officers are removed, and over 390,000 people are detained or arrested. Over 4,000 judges and prosecutors are fired within hours of the coup collapsing and replaced with loyalists. This entry is graded as fact. July 2016, July 2018, 170 media outlets closed by decree. Turkey enters top 10 nations for jailed journalists. Under the post-coup state of emergency, 170 media outlets are shut down by executive decree. Journalists are charged under anti-terrorism laws for critical reporting. By 2017, Turkey becomes the world's leading jailer of journalists for consecutive years. 90% of Turkish media comes under effective government control through acquisitions by pro-AKP business groups. This entry is graded as fact. 16 April 2017, constitutional referendum passes at 51%, abolishes PM, gives Erdogan judicial appointment powers. A constitutional referendum, held under the state of emergency, with the no campaign denied equal media access, passes with 51.4%. The amendments abolish the office of Prime Minister, establish an executive presidency, and grant the President authority to appoint key members of the Supreme Board of Judges and Prosecutors without parliamentary review. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is undisguised autocracy, from 2021 to 2026. By 2020, Diyanet controls 85,000 mosques, Imam Hatip schools enroll 14% of secondary students. The Directorate of Religious Affairs, Diyanet, whose annual budget now exceeds that of several line ministries, administers over 85,000 mosques and employs more religious officials than Turkey's health and justice ministries combined. Imam Hatip Religious Secondary Schools, massively expanded under KP from negligible enrollment in 2002, now educate approximately 14% of Turkish secondary students. This entry is graded as fact. 2021, present. HTS operates from Idlib under Turkish military umbrella, MIT linked to new Syrian intelligence chief reported. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, the successor to al-Nusra Front, itself designated an al-Qaeda affiliate by the United States, European Union and United Nations, controls Idlib province in northwestern Syria under effective Turkish military protection. Turkish military outposts ring HTS-held territory. HTS fighters procure supplies via Turkish channels. This entry is graded as fact. From 2024 to 2025, Turkey ranked 158th-159th in RSF index. Erdogan on Press Freedom Predators list third time. Reporters Without Borders ranks Turkey 158th out of 180 countries in 2024 and 159th in 2025. At least 18 journalists remain imprisoned at the start of 2025. Erdogan appears on RSF's annual Press Freedom Predators list for a third time, following entries in 2016 and 2021. At least 250 journalists have been prosecuted for insulting the president over the preceding 11 years. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the structure of the capture. Turkey's institutional decay was not the product of a single coup or crisis. It was assembled piece by piece over two decades, each step providing cover for the next. Elections gave parliamentary majorities, majorities changed constitutional rules, changed rules enabled judicial capture, captured courts laundered corruption, corruption-funded networks, networks backed jihadists, jihadist leverage in Syria silenced Western criticism. The whole is circular and self-reinforcing. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the Western failure of attention. The European Union and NATO spent most of the 2000s praising AKP as a model of Muslim democratic governance and pressuring the secular military to stay out of politics, inadvertently removing the institutions designed to constrain Erdogan. By the time Western governments recognized the trajectory, Turkey was too strategically important to hold accountable. NATO's second largest military, Bosphorus access, the migrant deal. The cost of this strategic dependency was borne by Turkish journalists, judges, soldiers, and voters. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the ISIS relationship, complicity, not direction. The evidence record does not establish that the Turkish state deliberately created or directed ISIS. What it establishes is that Turkey systematically failed to stop the flow of fighters, weapons, and oil revenue across its border, that MIT ran weapons to al-Nusra, and that commercial networks connected to Erdogan's family profited from opaque oil trading in conditions where ISIS crude was indistinguishable from other crude. These are acts of complicity by reckless facilitation rather than direction. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the structure of the capture. Turkey's institutional decay was not the product of a single coup or crisis. It was assembled piece by piece over two decades, each step providing cover for the next. Elections gave parliamentary majorities, majorities changed constitutional rules, changed rules enabled judicial capture, captured courts laundered corruption, corruption funded networks, networks backed jihadists, jihadist leverage in Syria silenced Western criticism. The whole is circular and self-reinforcing. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, the Western failure of attention. The European Union and NATO spent most of the 2000s praising AKP as a model of Muslim democratic governance and pressuring the secular military to stay out of politics, inadvertently removing the institutions designed to constrain Erdogan. By the time Western governments recognized the trajectory, Turkey was too strategically important to hold accountable. NATO's second largest military, Bosphorus Access, the migrant deal. The cost of this strategic dependency was borne by Turkish journalists, judges, soldiers, and voters. The practical recommendation is direct. NATO membership must carry enforceable democratic conditionality. Turkey's two decades demonstrate that alliance membership does not constrain autocratic behavior, it insulates it. NATO's structural dependence on Turkey gave Erdogan effective immunity from meaningful criticism. Formal democratic backsliding mechanisms with measurable triggers and defined consequences would change the incentive structure for successor Erdogans within the alliance. The practical recommendation is direct. Sanctions evasion by state-owned banks must result in full prosecution, not negotiated deferral. The Halkbank Deferred Prosecution Agreement, reached in part because of Turkey's diplomatic assistance on Gaza, signals that financial crimes by strategically important states are ultimately negotiable. This signal will be received by every state actor planning the next sanctions evasion scheme. The central takeaway is this. The documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.